There's a funny meme that circulated on social media a few years ago. It shows someone thoughtfully staring out a window at the rain, saying, "Sometimes I wonder what ever happened to the people I gave directions to." It's funny, but there's something very relatable about it. Have you ever wondered what happened to someone you once encouraged, gave advice to, prayed for, or perhaps only crossed paths with briefly? Sometimes we never get to see the outcome. Olive loved to crochet. She made granny square blankets, tablecloths, and doilies, carrying on a tradition familiar to generations of Newfoundlanders. And when her granddaughter, Julie Brocklehurst, was young, Olive wanted to pass that tradition along. She taught Julie the traditional granny square technique, sharing a craft she had practiced for years. But Julie never really kept up with it. Crocheting simply didn't seem to be her thing. It was after Olive had passed away that Julie picked up the crochet hook again, and this time, something clicked. Today, Julie lives in Logie Bay, Newfoundland, and is the maker behind Logie Bay Made, creating colorful granny square blankets inspired by Newfoundland and the traditional craft her grandmother once taught her. People living away from the province have commissioned Julie to make blankets because they remind them of home. But some of her most meaningful projects carry an even deeper connection. Julie has completed a blanket using granny squares a grandmother began but never got to finish. She's repaired old blankets that have already been passed down through generations, and she's created new pieces using yarn found among the belongings of someone who had died, giving that yarn new life for the family left behind. Julie hopes the blankets she makes today will become heirlooms themselves, passed along to future generations. What a legacy Olive left her granddaughter, and yet Olive never got to see it. She never saw Logie Made, she never saw the blankets Julie would create, or the families who would find comfort, memories, and a little piece of home in something her granddaughter made. As far as Olive knew, those childhood crochet lessons simply hadn't stuck. Sometimes, we may feel the same way about something we've poured into someone else. A lesson we taught, a timely word we spoke, a scripture we shared, a person we faithfully prayed for year after year. Sometimes the impact of what was planted isn't seen until years later, and sometimes, like Olive, we may never see it at all. And that's okay, because the impact was never really about us anyway. Our part is to follow God's leading, to plant the seed, speak the word, offer the encouragement, say the prayer, and then trust Him with what happens next. Olive planted something in her granddaughter years ago and never lived to see what it became, but it grew into something beautiful. 1 Corinthians 3:6 says, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow." For Inspire FM, I'm Julie McGuire.